Okay, Bosai, so we're going to begin today, Siman Kuf Yud. Interestingly, Siman Kuf Yud, the title that appears at the beginning of Shulchan, in the beginning of the Siman, is Din Sofek Trefas Shir Babasar, which is certainly one of the topics, but not the only topic. I'm not sure really why that was selected as the title, but the beginning is going to be some other matters. The first couple, the first three Sifim, starting the first two Sifim, almost stand alone, which we'll do today, Bez Hashem. And the one tomorrow introduces the broader following subject. It'll be one particular aspect. That'll be the second half of the sheets that I gave out on the issue of Basar Shiz Alam and Ayin. I could have presented this something separate, but it relates in the sense that it's kind of a standalone unit. So we'll begin with the first sif is about a situation of a tarovis that has no bittel. And some of these points we've touched upon in the past, but this is what the first sif is about. We've been talking for the last while about the bittul, about the bittul baro, bittul b'shishim, and so on. We know that there are certain things, some of which we had individual simonim about earlier, which are not bittul. And one of them is, which is elaborated upon here, again, we've touched upon the sources, but we'll go over it again now, is what we can classify as a dover choshuv, something which is a dover choshuv. So the starting point for that is the Mishnah in Orla, the Mishnah in Paragimel Mishnah Vav, source number one. Mishaylo Chavilei Tilson. Chavilei Tilson are bundles, bundles, bushels. Tilson is a type of bean called fenugreek, is a technical name. I looked it up. It's a type of bean. Okay, Shalkilei Akerem. We know that the Torah tells us we're not allowed to plant grain and vine, right, in close proximity to each other. There's a Mahol Masechta and Seder Zoram called Masechta Kelaim, which has Yushalmi on it. In any event, if you have Kilei Akerem, so in addition to being usher to eat, so we're not allowed to, we have other types of Kelaim, but Kilei Akerem is also usher b'hanoa. But anyway, if you have some Kilei Akerem, some beans that were grown, in proximity to the vine, and therefore it's Kilei Akerem, and it gets mixed up, okay? First of all, it gets mixed up. Chavilei Tilson, Kilei Akerem, Yidlaku. You have to destroy it. You have to burn it because you're not allowed to get hung off. You can't eat it. You can't get on it. You can't feed it to your animals, etc. So Yidlaku, you burn it, you destroy it. What if this Arvu Bacherem, what if those Kilei Akerem bundles get mixed up with bundles of regular fenugreek or regular beans that are not Kilei Akerem? So now says Rameir, Kulam Yidlaku Divra Meir. Rameir says they all got to be destroyed, meaning there's no bittul. Meaning the chumr of Kilei Akerem is such that afilu be'elef lo bittul, and therefore, even though you'd have a majority of the other bundles, nevertheless, you have to destroy everything, Divra Meir. B'chachamim omrim, Yalu be'achrom asayim. Chacham disagree, and they said, no, there's bittul not berov and not b'shishim, but bittul b'masayim. Bittul 200. So it's a machokas of Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Okay? Again, we've touched upon this before. That's Mishnah Vav in the third paragraph of Masechus Arla. The Mishnah Zion goes on, and really it's a question of why it's a separate Mishnah, it's a continuation. But whatever it is, it's another Mishnah, Mishnah Zion. Shahara Rav Meir Omer, Es Shadark Limonos Mikadesh. Okay? Something which is counted. Again, Es Shadarko Limonos, it's usually counted. Okay, it's usually counted as individual units. Something which is counted as individual units, as opposed to you buy a bundle or a bunch together. So something which is usually counted as individual units, that already is Mekadesh. Mekadesh here means it's, because that's the, because that is the Lushan, but it says Pentikdash, Hamalaya, Pentukdash, so it has the word Kadosh. Okay, but Mekadesh means it's unfit for use, okay? Es Shadark Limonos means something which is usually counted as an individual unit, as opposed to buying it by the bunch or by the, again, I think I gave an example. If you buy a box of cereal, buy a box of Cheerios, so, it's not per, you don't figure out how many pieces of Cheerios are in the box. It's as old as a box, right? And sometimes you sell things in a barrel, in a bag, in a bushel, and so on. It's not an exact amount as to, as to how many are in this, but on the other hand, sometimes it is sold as long as it's usually as Shadark or generally has a visual unit, so then there's no bittul. Okay, and that's the Shita of Rameir. There's no bittul. Something which is as Shadark Limonos is Mekadesh. The Chachamim, who in the previous Mishnah disagreed and said there is bittul, it's not bittul B'shishim, it's bittul in 200, but there is bittul by Kilei Akerem. They hold that Eino Mekadesh Elo Shisha Dvarim Bilvad. Okay, we only say only six specific things are considered to be so chashuv and so out of the ordinary that bittul doesn't apply. And Rekiva Omer Shiva, Rekiva has seven, and here they are. And we've discussed them in the past. So Elohim, one, Egoze Perath, remember those fancy nuts, we had them in Gittin. Okay. These are special types of nuts, Egoze Perach, Rimone Bedan, some type of pomegranates, also very fancy, special from a certain type of certain place. The Chavio Stumos, okay, certain type barrels of wine that are sealed, okay, barrels of wine. Chulfos Tardin, also the Tardin are beets. Perhaps spinach and beet of the same family. So it's some type of beets. Also the kilse kruv, kruv is cabbage. Udalas yivanes, Greek. Udalas like pumpkin or gourd. Okay. And a bekiva of kikosho balabai is home-baked loaves. All of these things, says the Chteda Chachamim, these are things which are taka, not bottle. And therefore, haroi l'orla, orla. If we're talking about orla, okay, those things, again, Arla doesn't apply to everything. Arla doesn't apply to a kikar shel balabayas, but Arla applies to fruits, okay, fruits of the tree. Arla doesn't also apply to vegetables, it applies to fruits of the tree. Okay, so that which is Arla, whichever of the above, Aroy l'Arla, Arla makes the entire mixture into Arla. And Aroy l'Kilakerim, Kilakerim. And in the above cases, that which is kilakerim makes the entire mixture into kilakerim. Okay, so basically we have machlokas tanoim here in the mission orla, whether there is bittul by kilakerim and also by orla. Okay, according to there certainly is bittul 200, but there are exceptions when bittul doesn't apply. According to Meir, the bittul doesn't apply if it's something which is normal, you know, as long as it has some sort of chashivas, because it's often or usually counted as an individual unit. And the Chacham say, no, most things are bottles, certain things, six things, if a kiva is maybe seven things, because of their unique importance, so they're not bottles. Okay? That's the Mishnah. The questions? Good. So this comes up in Gemara. This is in the first parak of Beitza, and of Gimel Beis. The issue there is talking about a Beitza, Beitza's trefa, and it says the Beitza is not betela. Okay, the Beitza is not batel. If this Beitza gets mixed up with other Beitza and so on, it's that sugya. That's the beginning of Beitza. So the Beitza is all beyamtiv. It's mukta, and it's also Beitza's trefa. And this Beitza gets mixed up with other Beitzim. So is there bittel? Is it not bittel? Anyway, in the context of that discussion, the Gemara says v'chitema Beitza chashuv lo betela. If you're going to tell me, well, beitza, an egg is important because it has chashivas, and that's why it's not betela. So says the Gemara in source 2. Hani chalamanda amar kol shadar kelemono shaninu. Okay? Lamanda amar es shadar kelemono shaninu, maike lememar. This works, we'll keep flipping back and forth to Rashi in 3 and Beitza Gemara Beis, right? Hani chalamanda amar kol shadar kelemono shaninu, mishnas arla. That Gemara Beitza, Rashi points out, is referring to this mission arla where the principle comes up. So, Hanich leman damar kol shadark lemono shaninu. Kol shadark means, okay, in the Mishnah, the language of Rameir was es shadark lemonos. But the way I explained it was, the definition is it's counted as individual units, right? Counted individually, therefore it's chashuv. But now we're splitting up, or we have a difference of opinion within Rameir. Does it mean generally, or does it mean always, exclusively? Right, that's the machlokas. In other words, that's lamandom or kol shadarko mono shanino, lamandom eshadarko. Machlokas, whether kol shadarko or eshadarko, that's a machlokas in Reb Meir. Even though, again, you want to pointing out, in other words, in the mission Arla, when Shohar Reb Meir Omer eshadarko limonos, he's not weighing on that question. This machlokas is a machlokas within the sheet of Rameir. What did Rameir mean? The word the shadark limonos by themselves means they're counted individual units. I said before, usually, but I kind of mixed it up on purpose. I said usually or often or always. You know, in other words, from the mission itself, you can't tell. Hence, a machlokas here, what did Rameir mean? So now we're splitting it, we're breaking it down. Kol shadark limonos shanino. And Rashi explains, the mission is like the common delobot, the mashram. Kol davar sheyesh bnei adam hakpidim al bnei chashivus lamochav minyan. So beit anami harbe mochanus al minyan. Many people, okay, sell eggs, and it was by the number. Again, we'll see about today. We talked about it way back when. But you know, an egg you buy a dozen eggs. But in Eretz Yisrael, you can get. You used to be able to get. You know, you can go to the store, buy four eggs. Just take it out of my collar. They have these big crate full of eggs you can take out. But the point is, you don't buy simply a bag full of eggs, whatever number they are, right? That's the point. So in the language, at the time of the Gemara, so Rashi explains, means all things which often or usually to sell it by a fixed amount, a fixed number. So Beit Sanami, many people today, I think everybody, but many people sell it based on individual. So if that's the case, so we understand this again. I'm not so interested in how this applies to Maseches Beitza, but that's the case. If you hold that what Rameir meant was kol shadarka lemonoshin, it was a taka, eggs fall into the category, not potato. Was just to understand the sugya, you look in the beginning of two, the first line. The chi tema beitz chashu wa betela, ha nicho lemandam or kol shadarka lemonoshin, because that works out well, because you can say that a beitza is chashu wa lo betela, because beitza very often, or as I said, yesh makpina, many people, harbe, mochon as a minyan, they sell it this way, so therefore beitza is chashu, so it's not bottle. But if you say that what Rav Meir meant, okay, and that Mishnah Arla was es shadarka, something that's exclusively sold or counted as individual units exclusively, that's what it's sold exclusively, now only that's not bottle. Well, that's not true about an egg, because sometimes, at least in those days, sometimes eggs were, you buy them in a box, you buy them in a bag or something, and it's not the exact number. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Okay? Again, I'm not so interested in the applicability of the kasha to the Beitza case now, other than Beitza's used example. Look in Rashi, and the next Rashi in 3. El lemandom eshadarka demashma es hamayuchar lekach she'ein adam mochra ba'omen. Nobody sells them, you know, by the bunch, estimate. They give me a bunch, you know, bunch of eggs, right? Again, sometimes you buy fruits or other things that come in a box. I don't know exactly how many strawberries are there, whatever. You know, a batch of cherries. It's true, they often weigh them today. So this is, but anyway, that's the machlokas. And then the Gemara cites the whole Mishnah. All right, so it's, we're going to read that quickly because we had it at Ditran. Mishalo chavila tilson shekila kerem. That's the Mishnah, the two Mishnahs we just read. Yidlaku, nisarvu bacheros, bacheros bacheros. We don't have that second line of cheros bacheros. That's a big sugya there in Beit Lav Gimel. It means others with others. It's a second tarot. It's a sixth fakers. That's Tosos talks about. Not our topic now. Okay? But you'll notice we don't have that. And our look back in one, the Mishnah Vav just says Nisarva Bacherim, Acheros, whatever. It doesn't say Acheros Becher. All right, be that as it may. Kulon Yidlikul de Reb Meir, okay. Racham Amar Yalo Ba'achasum Asayim. And then the Gemara goes on to quote the second Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin. Shahar Reb Meir Omer Eshadak Lamos Mekadosh Chamar Menem Mekadosh Elosish the Rav Avad. Kibo Mer Shiva Ve'Elohena goes in Parag Roman Ebadan. The Chavi Estumas Chavi Tirdim Kilsa Kuro V'Dalas Yivanas. The Kibo adds Mosi Vav Kishu V'Alas Vayis Haroy La Arla Ola Rela Kerem Kila Kerem Kila Kerem. Fine, that's the Mishnah. Now what? So where is this machlokas? Whether Eshadak or Kol Shadak or where is that machlokas? In other words, the Gemara begins Hani Chalaman Omar. And Rashi said, I'm going to come on to where that's here. The Itmar Allah, we have a machlokas Amorim. Who? Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Es Shadarko Limono Shanino. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omar, Kol Shadarko Limono Shanino. It's machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. What did Rabbi Meir mean? Okay? Es Shadarko or Kol Shadarko? That's the question. So, and so Rish Lakish is the one who says Kol Shadarko Limono, as long as sometimes. Okay, you know, look at the Rashi. I mean, I don't want to read each Rashi now, especially since we learned through the Mishnah already. But Yidlaku means Kedin Kilaya Kerem. Shemar Pentukdosh. That's the language of the word. Pentukdosh. That's why he uses the word, perhaps the word Mekadesh and Pentukdosh. And Tukdosh is Tukad Esh. Tukad Esh. Tukdosh. Tukad Esh. Should burn in a fire. In other words, it's also Bano. Bottom line, as I said, that's Bano. You got to destroy it. Like it's in its own. So Kilaya Kerem is also Bano. And the Chacham is Yalav Achasum Asayim. Rashi explains, "In the Sarav Echad Mem Masam Shaheter Yala Echad Mem Yilek." That's a different point. He says, "Take out one Rashar Mutarim Bezesh Shir Bittel Kilayim Arla Echad Masayim." Rashi tells us that, so, and we learned already, right? Truma is Echad B'Meyam, so Kila Karim and Arla is Echad Masayim. All right, so Har Reb Meir Omer Klomar. Next Rashi, Lahochi Omer Reb Meir Kula Yilek V'Lasul Bittel. So Reb Meir Omer Hol V'Darkin Limonos Ain Betalin. Okay, because they have this chashivas, they're counted, they're not bottle. And the Chachamim disagree. Chachamim Omrim, says Rashi, call perishable and tell them, no, they are butl. I don't care how important they are. It quotes Mishisha Dvarim Alalam Numin Kanshin Chashuvim Ma'od. Except for these certain six things, certain six unique, rare types of fruits, special fruits. So they're not butl. But other than that, everything is butl. So that's the Machlokas Chachamim Rav Meir. Rav Meir says they're not butl because they're chashuv, and because they're counted in a certain way, and then chachamim, I don't care how they're counted, fruits are butl. Kol perish olam b'talim, Rashi says, everyone see the Rashi in 3? Chachamim kol perish olam b'talim, chutz mishisha dvarim, except for certain six special things, we keep as a seventh thing. And then Rashi explains what they are. Perach badan makom saying, a goze perach means nuts from this place. Perach and Ramona badan, or Ramona are probably from that place called badan. Fine, makom saying. And then, fine. So haray la arla, Rashi explains, as I said before, haray la arla arla, osan shein min ilon, I guess we're going to catch everybody in Mishum Arla. Those of the above the big, of the six or the seven, which are Arla, okay, meaning which they're produce of the tree. Arla is only applicable to tree, the pasuk last week said, right? Kisavala to unatatem kol eitz macha. That's the language of the pasuk. By Arla and Parshas Kedoshim. So, so that's Arla. And so those, anything which is applicable to Arla, so the mixture makes everything Arla. Of Arla, Kilakarim, Kon Chalfei Tardim, Kochei Kruva Kikaros, She'enon Min Ilon, right? Kilakarim is not for the tree, it's the opposite. So they make it into Kilakarim. Okay, so then Rashi just says, Esedar Kalimanos B'milseder Meir, and Rashi is clarifying, this Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the Machlokas within the Shita of Rav Meir, right? So Rish Lakish says, Kol Shadar Kalimanos, as long as sometimes, or most of the time, perhaps many people, where Rashi said earlier, go ahead to count them in this way, that's enough. So in the local Sugi and Beitza, the Gemara says, Hani Chalib Shimon Lakish. Okay, it works out according to Reish Lakish, right? Because the Gemara is talking about Beitza. So, Hanich Shem Lakish, Rashi says, Ika look when the Brisa, the sunny Beitza, Lebetele, Kreb Meir. That Brisa above, which was talking about the egg, again, which is not our topic, but that Brisa above, talking about the egg, that was Aliba, which said that the Beitza is not Betele. That's Aliba, the Reish Lakish, explaining Kreb Meir that that's Choshev, because the egg is often counted in this individual fashion. So therefore, the Beitza is Choshev, therefore it's not Batel. And that's Aliba, the Reish Lakish's opinion as to what Reb Meir meant, right? And Elab Yochanan, but according to Yochanan, Ma'ich Lememer, according to Yochanan, who says, Kol Shadar Kali, Eshadar Kali Manos, means exclusively, well, they're not exclusive. Okay, eggs are not exclusively counted that way. So therefore, eggs, even according to Reb Meir, even according to the way Reb Yochanan learns Reb Meir, that Reb Meir, again, the Chachamim have the most limited view, right? They say, generally speaking, fruits, things are all butl, except for six, or we keep at possibly seven things are not exceptions to the rule, but other than that, everything is butl. Reb Meir says, no, there are other things that are not butl too. How far does Reb Meir go? So Reb Yochanan says Reb Meir doesn't go that far. Reb Yochanan says only things which are exclusively counted as individuals, but other things which are not, they come in a batch or a bushel or a barrel, whatever, not. So then those things are butl according to Reb Meir. And Reish Lakish is the most expansive view in this sense. Reish Lakish says, no, Reish Lakish says even things which are, as long as there's sometimes, or by many people, a significant number of people counted that way, that's already enough to render it something which is not batel because of its chashivas. So this Gemara, which apparently counts eggs, the Beitza is not batel, is apparently going according to, certainly not according to Chavim, because not one of the seven things, and it's not even according to Yochanan's opinion within Reb Meir, because Yochanan limited it to things which are exclusively counted a certain way. It only works according to Reish Lakish. That's the Gemara's point. Anichal Reb Shimon Lakish, and Reb Yochanan Aichel Meimer. So the Gemara answers there. Amar of Papa, Hi Tana the literal CSO, Domar called over Shimina Philip the Bottle of the Culture in the Rice. Okay, this is going according to a different Tana altogether. Literal Ktias, a literal is an amount, the leader, like I don't know if literal means exactly what we call a leader today, but a certain amount. Ktias are dried figs. So there he says, called over Shimina, the most expensive you're all, anything which is counted, even sometimes whatever, called over Shimina, a Philip the Bottle of the Culture came with the Rice, like a basis trade is the Rice. So, okay, so that's the sugya over there, okay? All right, so the question now is, halacha l'maaseh, that's the background. You want to clear on the background? And now, again, we referred to it briefly, but now we've gone through it, I think, properly. So the question is, halacha, so how do we paskin on this question, okay? It's really, for our purposes, three shittas. There's the Chacham, or really four, if you include a Bekiva, but okay. The Chacham or the Bekiva, it's more or less the same, okay, who are very limiting, or Reb Meir according to Reish Lakish, Reb Meir according to Reb Yochanan. That's really the question. So if we take a look now at some of the Rishonim here in Hilchos Issei V'Heter, so the Sefer HaTruma, source number four, so the Sefer HaTruma, one moment, please. Okay, so the Sefer HaTruma, in Hilchos Issei V'Heter, Siman Nun writes, who Kamo Kain, when he talks about those things which are not bottle, there's no bittul in the Torah, it says, who Kamo Kain, kol dover shebeminyan, masher regilin, limkor beminyan, beitza trefa, osho nevela, o peres gasa shorla, afila be'elef lo beteli. Okay, so it sounds like he says regilin. He doesn't say exclusively, he says regilin. Okay, and he includes eggs, okay? And he includes eggs, right? So apparently the Sefer HaTruma is paskening like Reb Meir, right? Aliba de Reish Lakish, right? That's what it looks like from the Sefer HaTruma, right? That he's paskening like the sheet of Reb Meir in accordance with Reish Lakish, that's kol shadarko, meaning something which is even sometimes, or even he says regilin, but it doesn't mean all the time. He says regilin doesn't mean exclusive. And the fact is, he includes eggs, which we said before, not exclusively sold that way, right? He explicitly mentioned eggs. So therefore, he holds that kol shadarko lemono shaninu, okay? And that's when we say those things are filabelef lobotel, lobotel olam. And therefore, in the case by the egg, the egg is also included. Okay, that's the sheet of the Sefer HaTruma, and the Bala Iter would seem to agree. If you take a look in the Sefer Iter, source 5, Shar Aleph Hechshar Basar Daf Yud Aleph Column Gimel, the way they arrange it in the database here, which is a strange arrangement, but okay. Anyway, Sefer Iter 5, Velo Libetule Beitza Tmeish is Arva Beitza. The Beitza Dover Sheminyan Hu Velo Batel. Sefer Iter also includes eggs, and again, the assumption being that eggs are not Eshedark, are not exclusively, but only generally or usually. So that at least probably the Sefer Iter also would seem to agree, like the Sefer HaTruma, that we paskin like Reb Meir, in accordance with the understanding of Reish Lakish, kol shadarko lemono shaninu, and that's why an egg, which sometimes is sold that way, is not bottle. Okay, so the Bala Iter probably, and again, it mentioned eggs, and the Sefer HaTruma is pretty clear. Okay, comes along the Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol. Okay, again, in our Lavin Sim Kuf Mem Aleph, we've had all these dinim. So the Smag writes Beitza Sheyesh Bo Afroach. Okay. Now, Beitzu and Afroach is a different story because that's a barrier problem. But but Beitzu and Shedra Afroach, Odam, Ala Keshish, Al Chamon, Beshishim, Hi Asur, Beshishim, Echad, Beshishim, Hi. I'm sorry, Beshishim, Hi Asur, Beshishim, Echad, Behi Mutaris, Kacham, Ascon, Paragin, Rasha, right? That's the egg with it counts with the 60 and 9. But Medra, Mamur, is on Shemakiro, Enamakir, Enamatela. Okay. And in this context, we'll say right, im halacha ka'osa tana omer betchilas mesachet beitza shekol dover shemone oso b'shum pam eino botel. It looks like, according to some, okay, the halacha is, as we say, v'chein posel b'sefer HaTruma, we just read it, that's kol dover shemone oso b'shum pam, once in a while, sometimes, right, not exclusively, is already not botel. That's the Sefer HaTruma. But, continues the Smag, avol, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Avraham, the Ritzvah, Okay, Omer Shalach Rabbi Yochanan. He disagrees. He says, no, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, who says in a few places, I don't know why they quote the other places there in Beitza too, but okay, they already quoted the one in Beitza, so why? I mean, it's true that it comes up elsewhere. But anyway, so I'm not sure why whether the Smag himself wrote that or whoever put the footnotes, you know, the Maramakomas in, why they sent it to different places. But he does mention Perek HaTarovot. So that's okay. I'm sorry, I mentioned Perek HaTarovot too. That's, it must be Smag himself. All right, whatever. He points at it in other places. Es Shadar Kalimono Shaninu, Sheno Bato. Okay, the Ritzva, Paskins, Es Shadar Kalimono Shaninu. That's when Eino Batel, only if it's exclusively counted out. That's Eino Batel. Klomar. Ein Dover Choshesh Minyan, Ela Dover HaMiyuchad LaMinyan LaOlam. We only consider something to be Dover Choshesh, you know, as a Dover Shem Minyan, if it is a Miyuchad, it's exclusively, only. Okay? Below Dover Shepa'amim Monin Osan Upam Ein Monin Osan. U Beitzim Lefamim Ruchan Osan Sal Malay Be'omad. Beitzim sometimes are so you sold to get a basket. For those, at least in those days, a basketful. So the Smag, Paskin's also like Reb Meir, but it's Reb Meir Elida B'Yochanan. Okay, it's Reb Meir Elida B'Yochanan. So that's more limiting as to how far the Heter or the Chumrah of Eino Batel will go. Is everyone with me here? Right? Got it? So this is the position of the Smag. And the Smak as well, which everyone's gotten. It's a Reish Yud Dalet. So he mentions again these lumps this together. Beria shenisar v'ne betela mechein chatik v'skabed, and v'dover shadar kolimonos. Okay. So as far as that is concerned, he says that's a plukta to meir rabbanon to a meir omer lo bato v'chomer omer bato chutz mishishadvarim. Right. Something which is dark kolimonos. So I said that's the machlokas of meir and a chomer. Meir said it's not bato. And chomer said no, they are bato except for the six things. Okay. Well, they keep a shiva and he lists them all. Fine. On halacha keman in the fourth line, right? We're not sure who the halacha is like. Okay, mesapkal halacha keman. Now, well, I would say, well, what do you mean? How does everybody passing like Reb Meir altogether? Don't we have a principle that's against the chachamim? The chachamim said none of these things are ever bought. You don't have to get into discussion. Esher darko, kol esher darko. What are you talking about? Okay, it's a chachamim say. Everything is bought with the exception of those six things. We keep as seven things. So don't we say Yochad Barab Malachi Rabbi? I mean, you know what happened? We have a whole machlokas Yochad Shlokas within Reb Meir. What are we worried about Reb Meir for altogether? Malachi Rabbi. So that's what the smack is bothered right here. Again, this is in Mitzvah Reish Yud Dalet. So the smack says. Usually, including the Argamar and Beitzer, we have an expression, etc., etc., right? The Gemara, a number of places, maybe that's why the Smag, I answered my question before, just thought, maybe that's why the Smag pointed out that the same discussion is in. It's in Beitza, and it's in Perak Aron, Yavamas Peyalf Manalef, and it's in Perak Hatarovas, called Zvachim Shazarbo, and Zvachim Lain Beis Mabeis, right? In other words, several, that's what the smack, maybe that's why the smack bothers to tell you this machokas comes up in other places. Okay, meaning that in a number of places we find the machokas of Biyokhan Reish Lakish, Eshidarko, Kol Shidarko, that's within the sheet of Reb Meir. So the smack is saying that since we find that these Gedolei Amoraim argue their mayors, and apparently it's not so pushing that in this particular case we'll paskin like halacha kerabim like the chachamim. He says, "Well, he plucked the lesser kimler mayor, mashu halacha like a mayor, right? I mean, you can make the case halacha like a mayor, okay? Then begam and milz the mayor misapkalon e es tzedakon moshinu kibyochan o kol tzedakon monos kushlakish. Okay, so now we'll say, all right, there's reasonable grounds for assuming that the halacha is like a mayor taka, even though usually yachid yachid rabbi halacha rabbi. Okay, but not here, maybe because we see that the Amoraim argued about within Reb Meir Shita, which means not so obvious halacha like chacham. Maybe the halacha like Reb Meir. So that's the smack. And then he says, one second. But now we have to figure out. All right, so we have machlokas v'yochan shlokish. Like whom do we pass in that machlokas? So there he says. Menira the halacha Reb Meir, Rechav Yochanan. I mean, usually Rechav Yochanan, right? So there, you know, so therefore he says Eshadar Kalimono Shaninu. So the Smak is agreeing with the Ritzva that was quoted in the previous source in source 6 by the Smag that we pass it will passing like Reb Meir that there are more things besides those six or seven to which Bittul doesn't apply. But they're going to limit it to Esher Darko Lamono Shanino. Only those things which are exclusively counted. They won't include Beitza. So basically, the Machloka is Rishonim. Who are Paskin like? The Sefer Truma, and looks like the Sefer Iter, Paskin like her mayor, but Aliba Der Resh Lakish, that Kol Shadarko, that as long as sometimes it's counted that way, and sometimes not, that's enough to say that it's Choshev enough to prevent Bittul. And on the other hand, you have the Smak. And the Smag, both these Sifra Mitzvahs, who seem to learn, and the Smag is quoting from the Ritzvah, okay, that's the Ritzvah, it's the Balatosis, one of the Balatosis. So they say that, no, we pass like our mayor, but our mayor, within Rabbi Yochanan's understanding, that it's limited to Esher Darko Lamono Shanino, Nafkamina would be Beitza, among other things. The Rashba also, in the Source 8, the Rashba, in the Bayis Aruch, Bayis Dal, Shar Aleph, seems to include, seems also to learn like that. He said Beitz is betela. Not so clear, but he writes of a kol dover she'ein amater baba vaday v'gam ein biyado kagon Beitza. Okay, he mentions Beitza. So Beitza, therefore, he says there is bittul. Okay, he says and certain thing nearly she'ein kishari surin she'ein lahen matirin ubetelim kederach shebatla Beitza. So he says betla. So it seems like. Why is he discussing Beitza altogether if he were passing at the Chachamim? Presumably passing at Gamer, but he says Beitza is Batel. Beitza is Batel. So therefore, it sounds like he's lining up with the Smak and the Smak. Okay, that's what it looks like. So, anyway, it's a Machlokas we've shown him. Finally, we come to the Rambam and Gantz. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Machlokas, first part, Tezayin. So he writes in Alocha Gimel, Dover Choshev, Sho Osev Mino Becholshu Shiva Dvarim Ve'elohein. The Rambam says, how do we define Dabar Chashuv? Seven things, okay? And he lists them. He goes, etc., including the Kikor Shal Balabayas added by Rabbi Akiva. So the Rambam disagrees with all of the above, right? The Rambam paskins like the Chachomim. The Rambam says the Dabar Chashuv are those specific things. Right? Dabar Chashuv are only those specific things, those are the big seven, okay? And, by the way, there's some, okay, so yeah, we'll get back to this. But that's the Rambam. So the Rambam, according to the Rambam, even something which is Esher Darko, even what Rabbi Yochanan said, Esher Darko, something exclusively counted, is still not Batel, okay? It's still Yes Batel, okay? Because he, and therefore, Beitza is Batel. So therefore, the Rambam is a third sheet, the Paskin like the Chachamim. Okay, the Smak's point is well taken that the Gemara seems, I mean, the Pashas is, the Rambam says, Yochid Rambam, Yochid Rambam. Machokas, Mestel, Orla, Machokas, Chachamim, or Meir, Mestel, Pashas, Chachamim, finished. Okay, the Smak's point is well taken, the Amoraim, and Falpo within Rambam, but okay, so, you know, they're tricking out the sheet of Rambam, but according to the Rambam, apparently it's not enough to say that we pass like our mayor, and therefore he doesn't weigh in on the Biochan Rish Lakish issue. Okay? And the Rambam Paskins, again, this is Parak Tezan, look at it. Nine, Dabar Choshev, Shu Osev, Mino, Bechol, Shu Shiva, Dvar, Me'elohen, he lists the seven things, including Rabbi Akiva, and therefore he says even something which is exclusively, Esher Dark Limonos, exclusively, still, like a Beitza, it's still bottle. And then Halacha Zion, he adds, V'chein kol balechayin chashuv mein. Go back to the point. Anything which is a balchai is choshev and a betelim, and therefore shoraniskol shinsar be'alav shorim be'aglarufa be'alav agalos otzipor mitzora. Right, all the balchayim which are supposed to be, which you're not supposed to, you know, to get rid of, agosu hanoa. Okay, or petachamor be'alav chamorim kulan asum hanoa. Okay, these are all things they get mixed up with others, and then everything's going to ask for everything. Avol shar hadvarim. Here the Rambam, you know, is pretty clear. Avol shar hadvarim. Af al pi shedarkan limonos, even though they normally count, again, it doesn't weigh in whether es or kol, but even things that are counted, hare elu olin b'shira, they all have their particular shir, whatever it is, like the chachamim, kila karim, and arla, it's 200, right? In other words, so the Rambam is pretty clear, all right? And the Ravid, by the way, has a comment, but not our issue, but he doesn't disagree. So according to the Rambam, and apparently the Ravid as well, we paskin like the Chachamim, and here he says, never mind, Ashar Advarim. So again, you have the seven things listed in the Mishnah. Balei Chayim, fine, he gave an example of Balei Chayim, but everything else, even Shedar Kalimonos, Okay, even if it's something that's normally counted, whichever way, S or Kol, I don't know. I'm not interested in it, says the Rambam. It doesn't matter that it's counted. It's not Choshev, and therefore, Hari Olam B'Shurim. Okay, the other thing the Rambam adds, Halacha Tes, that's Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam, again, is clear, Paskal like the Chachamim against the Meir. Just an important point that I wanted to add, he puts in Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes, Yeroy Lee, that's always loaded, as I pointed out in the past. Here, Royal Lee, Shekol Dover Shu Choshev Eitzel B'nei Makom and Hamakomos. The Rambam adds, if you have something which in a particular place has special status, special value in that place, okay, Kagon, and it goes a Perich Ramoni B'dan Be'eretz Yisrael Ba'osan Hazmanim. In those days, these type of nuts that grew in goes a Perich and these type of pomegranates in Eretz Yisrael in those days, said the Rambam. Right, if you have something parallel that you live here in this town or in this area, these things are considered to be special. So also b'kol fi chashivuso, also makom, also zman. See, the Rambam says. In other words, the Rambam is telling us that something in a particular community, a particular area, which has a special status that people they consider very special. Okay, and that's what he says. The Chacham are teaching us. Below husku elo lefi shein asurin also b'kol shein b'chol makom. Okay, those are everywhere. But who are the chol kayotzeh and mishamer komus davar baruch shekol yisurim divan? Then he has all this whole. The whole chom is only drabanan. But you know, I don't know what would be a good example would be. I don't know certain places. I guess certain types of fruits. I don't know if anyone here is a fruit or a vegetable connoisseur. I don't know what would be considered a special. You know, any ideas? I don't know. Some type of very special. You know, of course, everything depends on what your you know what your status is, like how people view it. You know, what was it? I think in one of the in one of the Gulliver's Travels stories, right? There are four stories in Gulliver's Travels. So one of them, he goes to a place where they have like tons of gold is like garbage. No, remember Gulliver's Travels? Gold is garbage and something else. I forgot already what, which was much more valuable. Okay, anyway, that's the Rambam. Good. Now we can finally, with all that, turn here to Shulchan Aruch. Okay, here in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud, Sif Aleph. How do we pass against number 10? Siman Kuf Yud, Sif Aleph. Dover Choshev, Oser Bemino Bekol Shehu. So something to Dover Choshev, Taka Aser, says Bemino, we'll come back to that point. Oser Bemino Bekol Shehu, right? The Haim Zion Dvarim, and they are the seven things. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, like the we paskin like the Chachamim, Haim Zayin Dvarim Elohim, it goes in Perchon Wadadan, etc., right? All the things, includes the Rekivas, Kikor Shal Balabayas. Like I didn't print on the page, but the Shach points out there's a difference between Kikor Shal Balabayas and Kikor Shal Nachtom. Kikor Shal Balabayas are home baked bread. Kikor Shal Nachtom are the Shachs have gotten involved. If I look it up, I didn't print every Shach here, okay, but. The Shach says that it's something which is, you know, bread from a baker, that what do you call it, the cheap, a loaf of bread you buy in a baker, that's not so kosher, okay? Unless, the Shach says, in this particular place, everybody gets that it is kosher. So again, that's that point. But anyway, Dover kosher, also minimum kosher, and giant dorm, etc. Aval on the second line of 10 here in our Simon Kuvyud Sivalev, Aval Shar Dvarim, Afa Pisha Dark and Limonos, Har Elo, Hare Elo Olin Bishurun. Okay, and this is the Rambam, right? The Shach points out that down on 13, we'll come back, it's good to be the beginning now. You look down on 13, Kol Asifu Loshan Rambam, Reish Perak Tezam HaChon Shachal Surah. This is the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch here is quoting from the Rambam. He's passing like the Rambam, without the forgetting the Sefer Truma, the Iter, and the Smag, and the Smag, it doesn't hold like that. Okay, it's Ariel Om Bishurin. However, comes Ramah, okay, comes Ramah, the Ramah says no. We have a chumrah that chol dover shemimnyan, hainu shadar kelim those tamid that are always counted that way. So he doesn't go all the way, all right. But he rather like the smag and the smak, okay. That like Rabbi Yochanan, like that we pass him like a mayor, as in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. Okay, so the Ramah writes, the Eish Om the Chol Dover Shemimnyan the Hainu Shadark and Limnos Tamid Eino Bato. Okay, V'chein Ogin. Okay, V'chein Ogin. Then it says, "Hod davar shchashuv eino batel eino ledarbanan." That's what the Rambam said there at the end, right? The Rambam said at the end, "Hod davar sheino batel." And therefore, Vazlina Besafek Lakula. That was the Ramam that I have. We have that Ramam? Oh, yeah, at the very end of Alacha Tes. At the end of Alacha Tes, Ramam, the Dover Boruhu, Shakoli Surna Elo Medivrayan. So Ramam said the whole thing is only Darbonan. Okay. They quote from many places. And then he also, Shulchan Aruch also includes the other thing the Rambam said in Halacha Zion, I'm sorry, in Halacha Tes, that Yeroy Ali, so he agrees. And he says, Kol Dover Shu Choshov Eitzel B'nei Mokom Amakomos. Kigon is a, goes a parable, one of them, Beretz Yisrael, Bo'os Mazmanim, okay, who also recalls to Vichishuz, Bo'os Mokom, Bo'os Mazman, Velo Huskuru Eilu, Elo Fishen, Osim, Kol Shem, Kol Mokom. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kufyud Sif Aleph. The Taz in Sifkot Aleph explains that the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim in the Ramah, Hainu Kirbi Yochanan. Right? The Yesh Omrim is Hainu Kirbi Yochanan. But it's Rabbi Yochanan Aliba Dermeir. It's Rabbi Yochanan Dermeir. It doesn't go so that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shita of Reish Lakish Aliba Dermeir doesn't appear at all, right? And even the Ramah doesn't bring that up the way the Sefer Chum understands it. So he says, "Hainu Kabbi Yochanan B'Gemara Aliba Dermeir the Sfrila Estar Klamonos from the Pir Shula Olam Ein Mochanam Minyan Mashen Kain Beitza etc. etc. Shapam Mochanam Salam Ali Beitzim the Below Kareish Lakish the Shula Kolzar Klamonos from the Beitza Sura Ena Betela V'Zev Das Hatur Shevi Deyzev V'Chein Tzmag V'Shem Itzvah." But here, the Taz points out that there's some hold, not that way. Okay, some hold even more makel. Quote, Rov Gaonim. I don't know who the Rov Gaonim are. We saw it in the Sefer Truma, the Sefer Eter, and Rechain Pirish Marshal. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch, of course, Paskin like Rebbe Akiva. All right? So then he just asks, So then just the Taz asks against the Mechaber. Okay, the Taz asks against the Mechaber. This seems to be a little bit of a stira. Okay, because the just a second. The Taz says the Tema Olav she was soon peivav. That's in the Chos Beis. You give a pasuk or a shlokish. The Khan the Beitz and the Betela. All right. Okay, so that they ask a little bit of a stira. But then he says, just a moment. Yeah. Taz raises a stira. It doesn't seem to answer it, does he? Taz does not seem to answer the stira. Okay, but anyway, and then at the end he says, "V'idna nowadays, already by the time of the Taz, and it's true, also then he adds, "V'idna have a beitza dover shemochin tamid b'minyan," and therefore Philip Yochanan Moda. Today everyone would agree by neg anyway, and Mechen Kaz Marshal and so on. So. The Taz concludes anyway that with lechatchila we should be machmir, like in other words, again we saw three shitas, right? The mechaber is makel all the way. He says all these things are butter with the exception of the seven. Ramah said that we passing like Rameir, some passing Yesh Omrim like the smag and the smag passing like Rameir Liba de Biyochanan. Namely, that expand a little bit to include certain types of things which are Esther Dark Lemonos, so exclusively counted the way, certain way. And then the Taz quotes the Marshal and his savers of Ahetter and so on who disagree and they go all the way and are makel even, it says Rov Gonim, on whatever that is, like the Sefer Chuma, like the Bala Yitter. And so the Taz says at least the Lechatchila, you should be Machmer that way. And Mokum Hef said we can make it like the Ramah. That's the Taz. Okay, We'll skip number 12, the Rashba. It was a different point, and I've come back to it. I put it in here by mistake. So let's move to, I made two mistakes, as we'll see in a second. In 13, the Shach, and Sivkot Aleph, Shach and Sivkot Aleph, writes, Kolei Sivazeh, Loshan Rambam. Okay, he says everything is based on the Rambam. In the beginning of Tesan, Machos, Machalos, Asuras, and so on, he quotes it. Also, like the Taz, disagree, and not only disagree with the Ramah, but then he asks a different question. Okay, he asks a different question. The Shulchan Aruch begins by saying, "Dabar Chashuv Oser B'mino." Okay, Oser B'mino. You see that at the very beginning, "Dabar Chashuv Oser B'mino," and the Ramah doesn't say anything. Apparently, he's only talking about a Tarovas of Min B'mino. Okay, the Chumah of Min B'mino. Now, right? So. Yeah, so the problem is that the Ramah back in the Siman Kuf Aleph Sivov, let's take a look at 14. We'll come back to the Shach in a second, but he's referring to us. We'll see it inside. You look in the earlier, if you remember, way back in Siman Kuf Aleph Sivov, by Beria, Hod de Beria, Vechatichu is Kabir lo Beteli, Dafko de Monoshlemim, Afilim Nechtecho, and his Vasquach, and the Tsurasan Beteli, the Sulo Chashiv, right? They cut up as opposed to whole, and so on. In that piece, the Ramah, in the parentheses, the last line of 14, writes, "Ve'ein chiluk benisarvu b'minam o shalo b'minam." You see that? In other words, regarding chaticha l'skabed and chaticha l'skabed and beria, he passes no chiv whether the tarovas is min b'mino or min shalo, min b'eino mino, min shalo b'mino. It's not batel. It's not batel. So the problem is, why didn't the Ramah make that point over here? You hear the Shach? That's the Shach's kasha. It's got knowledge. Look back in 10. Dabar Chashuv Oser B'mino B'kol Shu, was a language of the Mechaber, and the Shulchan Aruch here did not say that. Well, it's true. There's no chilek ben Zar B'mino Shalom B'mino. Why didn't the? Why didn't he pipe up with that comment over here? That's the Shach's kasha. So, so the Shach says that. Just a second. Yeah. Venira, the third line of 13, right? That's the question. All right. He said some raised the question. The Tzarech Ion, look, end of the second line, line 13. Look, end of the second line. The Tzarech Ion, Lama lo yigia kan klum, adir mechaber. Why didn't the Rambam over here in Sim Kuf Yod also? Well, no, this is by Min Bamino and Min Shan Amino. The way he said back in Kufala, by Beria, again, the parallel is by Beria, Chadichel, Iskabe. These are things which are not batel. So here a davar chashuv also. How do we define it? But with davar chashuv is also a below button. Here the mechaber says davar chashuv also mino. Okay. Well, I mean, so why don't we say that? Why didn't the Ramah come in and say the ein chiluk bein nisar mino shalom mino? That's the shach's kasha. Tzarchi and lamalo he gie kan klum with the mechaber. Nira the sfeila the Rama mechaber. Right, again, the whole thing's in the Rama, like he said. Lo noktu mino ala mishum dala mishkacha so shalom mino the haye nikar iser. Okay, he says because, and that's he says they mean it. Davar Shmino is a technicality. It goes back to what we discussed the essay. Technically speaking, usually by Mino, okay, usually by Mino is when it won't be Nikar, right? Usually by Eno Mino, it's Nikar. And we had to give a teretz the other day. Well, so you chop it up very fine, or it's something that looks similar, you know, you got to give terutzim. But Lamai, practically speaking, generally, it's almost like it was a side point that they didn't really mean it. They didn't really mean Mino specifically, okay? Because if it's how do you have a Dover Choshev? Let's remember, and that's what the point is. What did the Shach himself yesterday said, right? Well, how can remember? Was yesterday already? I forgot when we discussed this. I think 2 days. Whenever we discussed it, right? How do you have a hechatimsa of mimeshe nomino where you can't be market is? So what do we answer? We have a few different answers. One answer, it's chopped up very fine. That's Ramah gave that answer. The Shach gave an answer that there were several different things in the mixture and so on. So, but here you're not going to say you can't give the teretz that it's chopped up. You can't give the teretz that it's chopped up very fine. Why? Because then it's not a Dover Choshev anymore, right? If Dover Choshev means it's still whole. Once it's cut up, it loses the status of Dover Choshev. You can't give that teretz over here. That's the Shach's point, okay? In other words, over there, You could be talking about a barrier, which is very, very small, right? A tiny barrier, which, you know, taki, it's anoniker. But here it can't be told about a small thing because it's not, you know, it's not chopped up. Okay. Cause otherwise it wouldn't be a davar chash. All right. Anyway, that's the shabbat. Getting back to the other issue in terms of who we should pass in like the, Shach says that the quotes also quotes that Marshal like the Taz did in 11. They both quote that Marshal. They're machmer like these. We machmer like the Balaiter, okay? Who says all the kula goes all the way. That even something which even sometimes sold minyan is also not batal, okay? But perhaps you should be machmer that way. But machmer hefsid, you can be makel. Okay, that takes care of that. Now let's move on. Let's just read the Aruch HaShulchan, okay, in Siv Zayin, because he also deals with this problem. So, in Zayin, Siv Zayin, 15. V'da, d'zeh shekasa d'over chosho, osu mino b'chol shu, ena kavanu dafka mino. He says the same thing. It doesn't mean only mino. Do adim she'eno mino. Right? The Ramo, just like he said before, is eno mino also. Like, just like he said in Kufalo. And I'm shum, d'be'eno mino lo mishkachas lo t'horbus ela b'pirurin kitanin, d'be'gdolun halo yochol lahakir lo baron, v'ele, d'ein zeh d'over chosho. That's these quotes of the Shach about the same idea. Here's what he says. It's another point he mentions. Very different rules, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, in Sivkot and Tess, and I'm not printing every Shach, but in Sivkot and Tess, the Shach makes the point, as we saw earlier, as well, that one moment. That's the sheet of the Ramo, right? And he says that some people are machmer. Yeah, and then at the end he writes ha'idna. Okay, look at the last line and a half of 16. Well, idna, kol shekhan idna, she'ein benimtza klal begulenu limkor sal molei beitzim ba'omid b'liminyan, pshita de beitza lo batel. He quotes that shita also. And nowadays, no one just buys a basket of eggs. Okay? You can buy a basket of strawberries, whatever's in it. Sometimes you go and buy a bag of apples. How many are in it? I don't know. It's a bag of apples. Right? But you don't do that with eggs anymore. So today, I want to agree that an egg is not batel because it doesn't have that, it's not exclusively counted out as individuals. Okay. Anyway, Pesachei Tshuva also, just a minute. Yeah. It says also Vatav in the Seno. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva. Just one second. Yeah, that's a question. See, the Pesachei Tshuva says that those who disagree, the Taz had said, you know, back in Sukkot Aleph, the Taz said that in Hefsid Maruba, we can be Makel and say that an egg is Batel because, you know, it's not always sold. But he said nowadays that an egg is, then it's always sold by an exact number. So then it's not Batel. It's not Batel. Like the Shach said. So it's against that, the Taz who says that Mokum, perhaps you can be Makel. All right, finally, and she's gotten good, finally, for this unit. I want to do Sif Beis also. Okay, finally, in this unit, the Shach says they've gotten good. The Shach says they've gotten good. That, again, Zinim Sveika Lekula, right? The Rambam said in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that this whole Chumr is only the Rabbana, and therefore Sveika Lekula. But he makes an important sort of qualification. He says, "Vaslinu v'sekelu klomar im yesh po suffik im udover choshev olo." Okay, the suffik is, says the Shach, or mekel, when the suffik is, does this count as udover choshev or not? Okay, aval, but he says, "Aval shar sekus ashkechon vaslinu l'chumer k'mo she's bar v'sinu zebe chamadukti." But a suffik, for example, did this udover choshev fall into the tarobus itself? Okay, or is the davar chosh which fell into the tarobus, is that itself a davar osur mutu? That's the suffering. So that he said, we're not going to necessarily go lakula. It's only going to make on the suffering whether this qualifies as davar chosh. Imesh was suffering with davar chosh. That's the chiddush. The suffix has to be whether it's davar chosher. Our doubt is whether a particular iser should be considered davar chosher or not. Then we'll go, we'll go lakula. But if, for example, we know that it's a davar chosher, okay, and we know it fell into the tarovis. Only question is whether whether it's a davar osur, davar mutter, then we'll have to be macher. Okay, that's the end of that. All right, let's just do siv beis also, which is briefer. Okay. And that is with regards to Balei Chaim. So we have a statement in Gemara and Zvachim. And we'll make this a few more minutes. Okay, so source 19. The Gemara and Zvachim, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Rav Ashi Omar Fil Teir Barbonon. Again, it's a local argument there, but Balei Chaim Chashiva Lo B'Teilah. Right? We know that Balei Chaim are Lo B'Teilah. Balei Chaim are not Bottom. Okay? No news there for us. Okay, that says Rav Ashi. Okay? And that's point one. Point two, again, the next mission Arla, okay, in Per Gimel, Mishnah Ches, the next mission Arla, says, Ketzad nispatzu ha'agozim, nispardu ha'rimonim, okay, nispatzu ha'chavios, nechtechu, nischatchu ha'deluan, nispatzu ha'kikoros, yalav echra masayim. The next mission Arla, again, after listing all the big seven and so on, all those things, the Mishnah says, and the Bartanura, I printed, he said, the word Ketzad shouldn't be there. Okay? It's just Nispatzvaga. The word Ketzad, the Bartanura pointed out, doesn't belong. Okay? And the Mishnah is saying that all of the above, if Nispatzua goes in, if those nuts were already cracked open and the pomegranates were open and the barrels were open and everything else, okay, and then they're no longer, so then they have the regular dinim abitul, yalo be'echar masayim, they don't have that chumra of filo be'elef lo batul. So the Bartanur explains in 21, kamashal mastisim, the dafka shleimim lo b'teili. This chumra of these dvarim chashuvim is only when they're whole, but not when they're already broken up, of a lo shvurim up to him. Okay, and again, look at one more time, yeah, question? Oh, sorry. Okay, to look one more time, probably one more time, but probably the last time, that the Gemara and Gittin, again, with the fancy nuts, right? The Gemara and Gittin on Nundal and Alv, going over to Nundal and Beis, Titania, Nuflu v'Nispatzu, and here I bring it in for something else. We brought it in previously because that's Tov Chad B'Trei Bota. That's not the topic here. But rather, Nuflu v'Nispatzu, okay? Rashi says, and Gittin and Nundal and Beis, 23, again, referring to the Mishnah Orla. Nuflu v'Nispatzu, it goes a perech, right? Ein b'teila filo be'elef. Generally speaking, goes back and up to even 1,000. Rechashivus is so important, but nispatzua goes in shalarlo. The charkach naflu tov shal heter yalu. Okay, naflu tchila v'charkach nispatzu. Okay, just a moment. Yeah, if they already cracked open and they're already open, then yalu. Okay, Naflu and Nispatzu, Naflu first, and then Nispatzu. No, I'm sorry. If Nispatzu first, and then Naflu, then if Nispatzu first, yeah, I'm sorry. Nispatzu first, and then Naflu, then Takabibato. What if Naflu and Nispatzu? That's the case in the Brisa. That's the case. What if they opened up after they were in the Tarovis? Yeah, that's why I'm bringing this in. You know what I'm saying? Naflu nispatzu echad. So Rashi lays it out for us. Generally speaking, goes in parach ain't betel at all. If they cracked open, then they lose. The chashiva is a regular bittel. It's arla. So therefore, regular bittel of arla is 1 in 200. But what if they open, but after they're already in the mixture? So that's the machlokas that's in the Gemara there on top of the Nadal Mezin Gittin in that price. Nofon is Patsu. Okay, after the first Nofon is Patsu. Echad Shogred Mechad Mezin Lo Yal Diver Meir. Meir says in that case, doesn't matter whether it cracked open on purpose or by accident. All right. Meaning, says Rashi, Echad Shep Patsun Shogeg Shalom is Kavan Kedel Vato Chashivus and Alos of Echad Masayim. He didn't want, his goal was not to open them up and now say, oh, I can, they can Mavato. You know, Kadin Orla, Bain Shapto Mazu, it didn't purpose, not, it doesn't make a difference. Lo Yalu. Okay, Lo Yalu Filba Elef. In other words, if they once, Divrei Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, once, if they fell into the mixture whole, and therefore they had the Chashivas, so then they're going to remain bottle, non bottle Filba Elef. Okay? And even if you, even if they cracked them open, Bishogi. Why? So the Kunis, Reb Meir Yehuda, Shogi, got to Mazu. Okay, because we're afraid a person is going to want to use this batch. So he'll crack them open. Oh, now they're no longer chashivas. Look, they're cracked open. So therefore, they lose the chashivas. They'll be bought on 200. So we don't want to allow that. So I feel a shogeg atu mezid, and there we'll say that they retain their chashivas. Okay? And he says, Afagav, the hachalia shumala vatala goes back to the Rabbanan Balmu. It's all things to Rabbanan, like we said, and the Rabbanan said it before. But Philu Shlame, the Rabbi say, Chilik ben Choshu, Shaino Choshu, Akol Botel, Lutiv Akrabalados. Rabbanan, who goes, Rabbanan made Xavier here. So the Rashbah, says, in the Torah, Sabai, Sarach, Bai, Thal, Sarah, Aleph, when we call Mokum, we're going to bring it over to our discussion, because we're not talking about nuts here. When we call 24, we call Mokum, Chaticha Haruya. Sheena betela mitzad chashivusa, im la'achar mikay nechtu chachatichas v'chazu chachatichas she'enoyos, chazu v'hutu berov o b'shishim kishar heni surin shaharei batal chashivusa. Rashbo on the Bayis Haruch says, if you have a piece of meat, which is chatuka l'skabi, okay, and it got mixed in with other pieces of meat, okay, and now everything's cut up, so it's no longer that one piece, no longer a chashan of piece to serve to a guest. So chazru hutu barov, then you can be mevatel barov or b'shishim, whatever is necessary, like any other iser. Shari botel chashivusa, and then he says ukiditnan b'parak achon shal maseches arla. There only are three parak arla. That's that mission, the third parak of arla. Nispatzu agoz and nifud aramonim nivchus nischoach etc. Yalo be'achrom asayim. Right, then everyone agrees once they're cracked open or once they're no longer shleimim. So everyone agrees that it's the yalo, the bit the yalo is like bittel. Bittel works. Yalo means they'll go up in a number. It'll be bittel. However, says the Rashba, based on the din here, v'dafke kishenet nechtechu b'shogeg. That's only true if the person cut up those pieces of meat b'shogeg. Av amazed harei an asuros. Okay, now it's from the Mishnah in Arla alone. It would seem that once they're open up, like right, look at the words of the Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? 19. I'm sorry. 20. Nispatzu hagozim, etc., etc. Okay. Then yalo bechram asayim. The Mishnah Arla does not seem to make any distinction how it happened. However, based on the Gemara Gittin, which said there's a chilik between the shogeg and mate, well, actually. According to the Rabbi and Rabbi Huda, Echad Shogeg Echad Mezid. Okay, and Rabbi Yosef Shimon said B'Shogeg Yalu. So let's see the Rashba. So Rashba says V'Davka Kishenechtechu B'Shogeg. We can only be make on a piece of meat when they were cut up and no longer Chatichu L'Skabed. So we'll say now that he can yes be Bato. That's only if Nechtechu B'Shogeg. Al Mezid Harei Hein Asuros. The Tanya be getting parking his up and it's going to get nothing. It's about to echo echo mazel or yalla do a mayor. Chloma do a mayor shoge conas shog auto mazel. Rehudu Yosef Shimon. That's a further question. Where does the vav go? Okay, just look back for a second. We weren't getting. Is it diver a mayor comma verabiodi Rehudu Yosef Shimon? They're lumped together or is it diver a mayor verabihuda? And what's the vav in verabihuda? Is that linking him to a mayor? So it's Divrei Meir Rabbi Huda. That's how some read it. And others say, no, it was Divrei Meir, comma. And as opposed to him, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. Now, okay, it's a question how to read it. But that just accounts to this Rashba. He read it that way. But so let's whoever it is, whoever Rav Shimon Omer Bishoge Galamezer Loyalu Chomer the Biosi, he talks tape. It's a Biosi low Kanis Shoge Atumezin of Amezin Gufa Kanis. Now the Biosi didn't say you have to be goes there Shoge Gatumezin, but Mezin for sure. So therefore the Rashba said I say over here too by the cuts of meat. If it didn't be Mezin, then for sure that everybody agrees it wouldn't work. Okay. I feel okay, so that's the yeshita of the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins now in Sif Beis here by us, okay, and in Simkuf Yud Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Balei Chaim, She Nisarbu Bacheres Venishchetu, Botel Chashivuson Ubetelen. Okay, Balei Chaim gets mixed up with other Balei Chaim, whatever the examples were, Sharnisk, whatever else. So they retain their status while they're whole, while they're alive. But Balachaim Shemrechez and Nishketu, so they've been slaughtered, they're all slaughtered. So now they lose that status. But adds the Mechaber, Behushen Nishketu Beshogeg. That's you wouldn't go ahead to do it on purpose to affect Bittel, like the base on that Rashba. Okay? But Bedavka Balachaim Ktanim Sheinam Wiskabin Lachashkitosan. Then he just adds, that's only true. Okay, that's only true. The Ramah really adds that, I think. I don't have the parenthesis. I knocked it out there, but it's probably the Ramah. It's the Ramah script. Okay, he says it's only animals, meat, or animals are not chatukum iskabed. Okay. Okay,
let me clarify one thing.
In other words, I just want to say one thing before I call him. In other words, what the Ramo is saying, Dafka Balachaim Ktanim, meaning, what's the Balachaim Ktanim? If they're slaughtered, they're slaughtered. Yeah, but Balachaim Gedolim, if they're slaughtered, they're Chatichul Iskabim. That's what Ramo is saying. In other words, the Ra'uish, Dafka Balachaim Ktanim, She'enu is, while it's alive, it's a Balchai. After it's dead, it could still be in a bottle because it's really scabbard. That's what Ramo's pointing out. Okay? Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, according to the Rama, even after you've shechted the behema, and even if it's a behema gedola, it's not chaticha ru'uyah iskabed until there are chatichos. Meaning, if it's just the whole behema, you're not going to put that in front of a melech or a guest, whatever.
Yeah, so that really relates to, give me a second. Hold the thought for a second. Okay, hold the thought for 1 second. Just take a look at the Shach, okay? First of all, the Shach is called Yud Aleph, right? Dafke nishchetu achash nisarvu bin nishchetu shogav. Nishchetu kodesh nisarvu filu b'mezid b'telim. Right? That's if it came before, in that order again, the best thing weren't getting. So I printed by mistake. I printed the Taz Sukkotin Hay. I couldn't read my handwriting. I went to Sukkotin Hay and look at it. Sukkotin Beis. The Taz Sukkotin Beis and the Shach and Sukkotin Yud Gimel. Okay, 27 should be Sukkotin Beis. That Taz is for later. Okay, but it was the Taz makes a similar point. The Taz makes a chilek between small and large animals because, again, the Taz points out, I don't have it in front of me, but take a look. They look up the Taz. He says, back in Simon Kovalev, he said against the Ramor that a whole animal is not batel. Okay, so it's got to be something which is small, like a bird. You can also serve as is. Just have to cook it up. Okay, and he quotes the Marshal, and the Shach also quotes that it's got to be talking about that it was skinned already. So that's what I'm saying. No, so I can't bring up your point. Okay, and the Marshal says it's talking about a skinned animal, which is not batel, and here we're talking about freshly slaughtered. So then it can be batel. Okay, that's what I'm pointing out. And the Shach. It's Cotton Yud Gimel talks about with birds, okay, with chickens and feathers, right? Until they defeather it, they're not that tasty either, right? In other words, he says that what do you call it? The Shach says that's a question: whether chicken with its feathers or an animal with its skin on it still is that considered? Because they're still missing. Remember, we talked about it back in Kuval. They're still missing what was our expression? Tikkun gadol, and there's still a lot of work to be done. It's not, that's what you're saying. It's not chatik l'iskabed. So there, but on the other hand, they could still be not part of their mitam davishim minyan. So that's a question. So take a look at your issue. It's an important issue, and it's the in other words, the problem is that again, the whole issue is that back in Simon Kuf Aleph, and the Mechaber Paskin, or the Ramo, they're Paskin about a whole animal, a whole lamb, or a whole bird, you know, and here we're saying it has to be Dafka Shochot, and so on and so forth, okay? So Ramo said, talking about things are small, they're easy to fix up. That's what Ramo said, okay? And the Marshal mentioned that they weren't skinned, okay, over here, so that's why it's different. And the Shach says that it's talking about something which is, the whole issue is whether it's the chashivas of Baal Chaim. We're not talking about chativ l'iskabed over here. All right, so that's how the Nosei Kelim deal with that issue. Okay, so you can take a look, take a look at the Taz and Kotten Hay and the Shach in Yud Gimel, and then they deal with that question. All right, so Ad Kan, the first two sifim, the third sif, which is a continuation of these sheets. I really included it here only for one reason, because it's really here in the third sif that we begin to talk about the whole issue of kavua and mechtzal, which is a significant issue in terms of the rest of Simon Kufyud, more or less, and the issue of a par kavua and parishment of kavua and so on. So that'll be introduced a little bit with this, but the most of the shir will be on what is a side point of the issue of basu shen salam and ayin. Which relates to the sugya. So it'll introduce us, and that I put it here because even though it's going to introduce us to the kavua and parush and so on, it's going to introduce us to that issue. But it'll most good part of the shiur will be about a side issue until we get into the real issue in the subsequent sifim. Okay. So b'nei tomorrow we'll continue. We'll finish this packet. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay. Everyone should have a good day.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robbie.